Welcome to Swinglish Rantings Weekend Radio! Ha ha ha. What a weekend it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Today is Friday, May 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And I am here with the Monkey Princess.
Hello.
And we have a lot of news and a hell of a playlist to go through today.
Yep.
All weekend long, and it's going to build. Okay. We have Swedish name days to go through.
Yeah.
And like every day in Sweden, there are these silly people that call up everyone all the time, and they wish these people happy name days.
Mm.
However, a lot of times it's got name days that you have to go to the cemetery to do stencils off the things, because you're not going to meet anyone with these stupid name days, but this is a Swedish tradition. And for that, like always, we have the Monkey Princess.
Yeah, I don't really keep track of all the name days either. We have to say that. I do look at the calendar.
Well, you know when your daughter's name day is, and you know
basically.
When your sister and your brother and your father. And
yeah, the ones in your family, you sort of have a little vague idea of when.
Hey, you almost actually said happy name day to me.
I did, yes.
Well, that was on the radio show. You didn't say it before.
No, well.
Well, there you go. Okay, so what name days do we have today and for the rest of the weekend?
Well, this weekend's Swedish name days, they are starting with today, we have Urban.
Urban.
That's a male name. Urban. There are still people called Urban in Sweden today. Yep. Then on Saturday, we have Wilhelmina.
Mm-hmm.
And Vilma.
Now, I actually knew a Wilhelmina.
Yeah,
because that's also a German name. So I actually may have known more than one Wilhelmina.
Yeah.
Back home at the church, because it was a German congregation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the female version of Wilhelm. Wilhelm.
No, I knew Wilhelms also.
And also Wilhelmina is a city. Up north, they have a city up there named Wilhelmina.
Well, that's Wilhelmina.
Yeah.
My great grandmother mm-hmm. was Wilhelmina.
Yeah.
With a W. Yeah.
Yep. And Wilhelmina and Vilma for Saturday, and then on Sunday we have two very Gothenburgish kind of names. That's when you go back to the folklore kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those funny Gothenburg jokes. Then you hear a lot about Beda and Blenda. Blenda is also a cow's name.
I think we've come across a Beda.
Yeah, it's possible.
No.
Well, not that many have those names today. They're a little bit older.
Well, we know some old folks, too.
Yeah, we do.
They're cool people.
Yep. You know? Well, anyway. Grattis på namnsdagen. Let me see if I get this straight. Urban, Wilhelmina, Vilma, Beda och Blenda.
Okay. Happy name day to all those people. I'm not going to even try it.
Oh, and on Sunday, it's also Mother's Day here in Sweden.
There you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm a mother, yes. I have to see if my little darling daughter actually remembers my Mother's Day.
Well, we'll see if that happens. But,
yeah.
But I don't have an American calendar.
No.
But I did call into the flower shop in New York City and sent flowers to my grandmother for Swedish Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I was very sad that I didn't know that it was Mother's Day in America, and I missed it. But she's going to be very surprised to have Mother's Day flowers on Swedish Mother's Day and on Pentecost.
Yeah.
And I seem to have mixed up, because I was talking to Vicky at Teddy's Florist in Astoria, New York. And I said to her, I said, Pentecost, isn't that the poinsettia? And she says, no, Paul, that's just for Christmas.
Yeah, didn't you know that poinsettias are just for Christmas?
I thought that was for Pentecost also. I don't remember what the flowers on the altar. It's been a long time since I was an altar boy.
Yeah.
At Grace Lutheran Church in Astoria. You know?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we got a lot of holidays this holiday.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
It's Mother's Day here, and then it's Pentecost Sunday, and then it's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day? Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Memorial weekend.
Okay. So that's it with the name day and the and what I call the nonsense. Now let's get to the nitty-gritty and get down to the news.
What have we got today?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff, Monkey Princess, let me tell you. First thing is, we're all happy to say, we have our Swedish terrorists back from Ethiopia, from the Ethiopian army.
Yeah, and they got some splaining to do.
They got some splaining to do, Lucy. And then we have the student celebrations.
Yeah, which, here in Sweden.
Which should be interesting to some of you, because it's not quite a prom, but it's a Swedish tradition, and the Monkey Princess has done something to explain it to you.
Yeah.
And then we have a new ambassador to the USA.
Yeah, the new Swedish ambassador.
We're very happy to say this, because this is someone who has done a great job. And
yep.
He's being promoted to a prestigious position, and we're very happy to announce this to the world.
Yep.
And then we have more bombs in Sweden. Oh, my goodness. Ah, you know, they want to ban this, they want to ban that. Why don't they ban bombs? Why don't we get some of these useless politicians to ban car bombs?
Instead of going in and
why don't they ban terrorism?
Yeah.
Why don't they ban drugs so that they just... Wait, didn't they ban drugs already?
I think most drugs are banned, yeah.
I mean, there's so many laws out there. Why don't they just enforce the damn laws that are there instead of saying, oh, we're going to solve the problem. We're going to write a piece of paper that says you're not allowed to do this.
We're
going to
have 5 meetings before we write the piece of paper, and we're going to write the piece of paper in triplicates.
It's sad. Okay, and then the other thing...
Mm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Sweden is demanding. This one cracks me up.
Yeah.
Sweden is demanding that the world cuts its alcohol to prevent drunkenness.
Yeah, exporting things.
Of all countries, Sweden?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There are so many drunks in Sweden. It's unbelievable. And like we said, we had Pentecost.
Yeah.
Coming up tomorrow. On Sunday.
Yeah.
And we have Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Oh, on Monday.
Yeah, you'll have to explain those things to me, because I'm a little sketchy. As on a Memorial Day there, I don't know too much about it.
Well, Memorial Day, we'll get into it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start off with the Swedish terrorists that are back home. And Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Okay, so the Swedish media was all up in a stink. There are 4 Swedish people who were held on terrorism charges.
Yeah.
By the Ethiopian army.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, you got Somalia, which, oh my God, the country is all torn up.
Yeah, it's not the kind of place you want to go to.
Years ago, I remember looking at the pictures. The people, the warlords, these Islamic terrorist units, they had taken all the telephone poles, knocked them down. They had taken the electrical wire for the power and sold the copper.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no electricity.
No.
There's very little running water.
Yeah.
And the place is run by... This is like another Iran.
Mm.
It's a Islamic little jihad playground.
Yeah.
And if you're a Christian there, you're sure to have your head cut off.
Mm.
I remember during the World Cup.
Yeah.
Was it Somalia or Ethiopia? I forgot. I think it was Somalia. It might have, it doesn't matter.
No, it was one of those countries down there.
People were watching the World Cup on, 3 people were watching the World Cup on TV. One was a teenage boy.
Mm-hmm.
They were beheaded.
Yeah.
All right. Now, there were travel warnings not to go to Ethiopia.
Yeah.
These 4 Swedes... I use that term loosely.
Yeah.
They went to Ethiopia. They were captured as being people who were fighting for the Islamic terrorists.
Yeah.
by Ethiopia who went in because
they were in Somalia.
The African Congress was doing the peacekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness it wasn't the UN.
Yeah.
Because the UN, their peacekeeping forces, all they do is they put up camps.
Mm-hmm.
And then the soldiers, they offer candy bars to little 10 and 11-year-old girls to have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the UN, I mean, it's like, who the hell is the UN to talk about this stuff? I mean, it's like unbelievable. So now we have our terrorists back.
Yep.
They were captured for fighting on the wrong side, and Sweden demanded their release.
Yep.
And now that they're back, they're telling all kinds of different stories.
Yeah, it seems like they don't know what happened exactly.
And they can't tell the same story at the same time twice.
Yep.
They had Swedish government officials who met with them, and they looked fine.
Yeah.
The only problem was, and this is what the big thing with the press was.
Mm-hmm.
The press was talking about, oh, well, we've got these Swedish terrorists. Now, in the write-up, I nicknamed them Bjorn.
Yeah.
Ingmar.
And Sven.
And Sven.
Yep.
If you've ever seen a Bjorn, Ingmar, and Sven, they don't look like the picture.
No, they don't really look like the picture.
If you've ever seen a terrorist,
mm-hmm.
I bet you could take the picture of the Swedish terror suspects, Bjorn, Ingmar, and Sven, change the caption, and it would look like a picture of any other terrorist.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be racist or anything, but it seems like the terror suspects always seem to look the same.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But we shouldn't profile, because that would be logical. I mean, wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We don't want to be logical. I mean, wrong. Okay. So, all right. So, anyway, you guys read the article. It's ridiculous.
It's in politics.
We fought really hard to get these damn terrorists back home, and now we have them. And the one, there's a 17-year-old Swedish girl who's knocked up that was released back in March.
Yeah.
She's 17 years old.
Mm.
She's not married yet. It's good thing we have the terrorist back here so he can support her.
Yeah, because her fiancé was one of the ones who got released.
I know. He was just released.
Yeah.
What's the job market for terrorists here in Sweden? Will he be able to take care of her?
Well, I don't know if they hire terrorists.
I don't know either. I don't know what the job market for terrorists is.
Yep.
But it's good thing we have our Swedish terrorists back home.
Yeah.
That's good. Very good to the diplomatic effort here. Okay. You guys can read about that. And now, this is the time of year where students all around Sweden, when
all
they reach...
All around the world, basically, they quit school about now.
Yeah. But we're only interested in the Swedish side of things.
Yeah.
And I've seen it with you in Gothenburg, seeing these flatbed trucks and these little, these little party vehicles that they get together.
Yep.
And what's that all about, Monkey Princess?
Well, it is the Swedish version of the prom, the graduation. And we call it student examen. Student, you know, student. Yeah. And it's... when you are about 17, 18 years old, that's when you graduate from what we here say, gymnasium.
Gymnasium.
Yeah, well...
It's not the gym like when in America I went to school.
Yeah.
And the favorite classes were always lunch and gym.
Yeah.
Where we went to the gymnasium. Here in Sweden, gymnasium is like... high school.
Yep.
It's sort of like a cross between middle school, late middle school, and high school, because the ages are a little bit different here.
Yeah, they start when they're around 15 and then go to their 17, 18.
Yeah.
Depending on which program they're in. But anyway, from the end of May, this last week of May, until 2 weeks into June, I think, that's when the graduations are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And some would say that it's a heck of a party, because that long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because the graduation day, it differs from city to city and in between the schools in each city,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty smart, because if you're like a family member or a friend to someone who's graduating,
mm-hmm.
and they're not in the same school, then you are actually able to catch both graduations. If you had to be in two places at the same time, that wouldn't work.
Well, there's the education system at the primary and secondary level in Sweden, mm-hmm. is very good.
Yep.
We live in Partille.
Partille. Yeah.
Which is a suburb of Gothenburg.
Well, it's called a suburb, but it really is its own community.
It's its own legal community here. So Gothenburg is the big city.
Yep.
And control of education is local.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy 2 years in a row running being the best in Sweden.
Yeah.
And we're very happy because
the kids have top grades here.
Because we're very happy because we have a little ranter.
Yeah.
Who just turned 14.
And she is doing good in school.
And she's not the dullest tool in the shed.
And no, not really.
Nope, not at all. So she gets a good education. Mm-hmm. But education is unique to each community.
Yeah.
And then each school has autonomy to some extent also.
Yeah, you have the principal areas.
Right, and that's why you're saying, and that's why not everyone here in Sweden has a graduation day on the same day.
Nope.
Because each school is unique.
Yeah.
But explain more about this festivity. It sort of looks like a Mardi Gras gone haywire.
Yeah, I know.
I've been in Göteborg, the Gothenburg, and I see these trucks go by, and
yeah.
It's like they got all these students there.
Yeah, and they got
dressed in their gowns and whatever.
No, they don't have gowns here.
Well, it's costumes. They wear funny things.
The students here wear a student cap. That's the one thing that you put on when you graduate. You put on a student cap. It's sort of like an old sailor's cap.
Mm-hmm.
But the sailor caps, they're usually blue on top.
And you're going to take me to Gothenburg so I can see the students come by with these 18-year-olds wearing the student cap and just Swedish swim team bikinis or something like that?
Not Swedish swim team bikinis.
That's not what you're going to take me to see?
No, no.
You said.
Well, actually, the student graduation, a couple of days before they graduate, they have the student ball.
Mm-hmm.
That is sort of like prom.
Yeah.
Yeah, where every dance is a dance is a dance is a dance. You have to have like a date, and you have to have fancy dresses and fancy suits, and all the guys feel uncomfortable with their ties and whatever else.
I know it goes one way here in Sweden, and then in Stockholm, I know it's a whole probably different story.
Yeah, I
suppose. Because we know how people in Stockholm are. What's that word for Stockholm?
Fjolträsk.
Okay, good.
The sissy swamp.
Yeah.
Anyway, then... A couple of days beforehand, they have the student ball. And then they also have the student dinner at school with the teachers and the students. And they have entertainment and good food. And that's when the teachers, most of the time, they take the opportunity to go up on stage and do sort of a mocking song about the students and what tests they've been during all the years that they've had them and so on.
Well, we've been to going to the parent-teachers conferences.
Yeah, it doesn't vary that much.
In the beginning of the year and the end of the year, the teachers get up on a stage and they sing a song or whatever else.
Yeah.
And you get to see which teachers are real numbnuts.
My daughter was taking pictures a couple of years ago. It was this one guy, he got up on stage. He had promised his class when they graduated, the ninth graders, when they graduated, he was going to sing a very silly children's song dressed in a kilt.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids in his class, they actually sold him a kilt.
That was a student.
Yeah, a student sold a kilt.
I think I may have taken a picture of that kid.
Yeah, yeah. That was a teacher who did the dance, though.
Well, the teacher did the dance. The student wore the kilt.
No, the teacher wore the kilt. He said if whatever it was some kind of a dare. And then he said he was going to go up there and do the thing. But he didn't think that they were going to find him a kilt. But he didn't think that these
That young guy was a teacher?
Yes.
I thought he was a student.
No, he's a teacher.
Oh, my goodness. I thought he was a student.
Well.
I thought he was graduating from, like, the ninth grade.
He didn't look that young.
I don't know.
Well.
Well, he was a little guy. I mean, I don't think he came up to my shoulders.
No, no. But getting back to the graduation thing. They've had the student ball. They've had the student dinner. And then on the day of the graduation, they have, most of the time, they have like a champagne breakfast.
At 17 and 18 years old, they're given champagne breakfast.
If they're 18, they get champagne.
No wonder we're going to talk about the other article about the Swedish alcohol situation.
Well, actually, if you are under legal age for drinking at bars, which is 18, then you cannot go to the prom, the student ball, if that is at a party place, like a club or something,
mm-hmm.
where they serve alcohol. There are some restrictions there. So
I'm sure they're strictly enforced.
Yeah, well,
bullshit,
who knows?
Bullshit.
It's like, well, yeah, graduation is sort of like the unofficial adulthood day. But anyway, then they have the champagne breakfast, and beforehand, all the parents and family members, they've been tinkering in secret, making picket signs,
yeah.
and fancying up different kind of rides. They take a big old clunker and put papier-mâché thingies on it, and a big student hat up on top.
And they try to make these vehicles, which sort of become like floats,
yeah, sort
which
of.
Which are actually regular cars or flatbed trucks or converted buses, and they put these students on them, and they have to parade them through town.
Yeah, they drive around
as
up
if
and
they
down the
as
street.
If they were common criminals, and they show the world that these are the new criminals we're releasing on society. And what did your parents do to your brother?
What they did to my brother.
Yeah.
He had an old Saab. A very old Saab.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my sister, actually, we sat there in the garage with chicken wire and papier-mâché. We created a nose, big ears.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
my dad made the student cap to put on the roof.
I've never seen pictures of this.
You haven't? Well, I'll have to show you. And then he had a tongue made of red cloth.
I'm sure your brother's going to be happy to know that this is going to be on the web.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what else did your parents do?
Well, my brother at the
naked kid pictures. That's what
yeah, the spring review, my brother and his friends, they did the balloon dance.
Yeah.
That's when guys dance naked with balloons in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my mom and dad found this old picture of him running with his thingy.
Mm-hmm.
But they put balloons right there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing was, when he held that picket sign up, and the wind caught the balloon, it sort of flapped around, so people did see what they didn't get to see at the review.
Oh, well.
But that's sort of like, oh, dreadful, what are they going to do? Don't take that picture. Please don't take that picture, Mom and Dad. That's the one picture I don't want you to show anybody.
Yeah,
and they blow them up.
Yeah, well, I guess this, what do you call a student festival again?
Student examen.
Okay, and that's where you really don't want your parents to be around, but I guess that's kind of revenge. Okay, we've beaten this one out, and I know you have a big write-up for that one.
Yeah, that one's in Swinglish.
You've got that one in the Swinglish forum.
Yep.
Okay. And now we have Princess.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to say good things about Sweden when I can.
Yep.
I, 10 times more than I like talking about bad news, I like to say good news.
Yeah.
And now, we have Jonas.
Jonas Hofström.
Yeah, Jonas Hofström.
Mm-hmm.
He had worked in the Swedish diplomatic corps.
Yeah.
He had done some duty in America,
mm-hmm,
at the embassy in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately for him,
mm-hmm,
but fortunate for all of us here in Sweden,
yeah,
he was on the job in Thailand.
Yep.
When the terrible tsunami hit.
Yep.
And when the tsunami hit,
mm.
A man never knows how he's going to react.
Nope.
Under pressure.
Mm-mm.
Until it happens.
Mm.
And any man who tells you he's going to react differently,
mm,
is lying to you. Until each and everything strikes you, you don't know how you're going to react.
You can prepare yourself, but you still don't know.
However, Jonas,
mm-hmm,
his name is Jonas.
Jonas, yeah.
Jonas stood up,
mm-hmm,
and he took charge.
Yep.
The tsunami hit. The waves hit several times.
Mm-hmm.
It devastated Thailand.
It totally wiped away.
It devastated the whole region.
Yeah.
And what he did was he marched on.
Mm-hmm.
He set up a base camp.
Yeah.
Closest to the entire disaster area.
Mm-hmm.
The first day.
Yeah.
He was on the phone 30 times.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, a lot of people have never been outside of the city.
Mm-mm.
Or out into the world.
Mm-mm.
Making a phone call in a region that doesn't have, like, pay phones on every street.
Mm.
And then the infrastructure is gone.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that many of these phone calls were satellite phone calls.
Yeah.
And positioning your satellite phone and hooking it up to be pointed at the satellite. It's not like talking on a mobile phone.
No, not really.
This is a major effort.
Yeah.
On the first day, he made 30 phone calls.
Mm.
He was also able to, with his establishment of his communications base,
mm,
he was able to rise up and bring the officials,
mm,
here in Sweden.
Yep.
And let them know what was going on.
Yeah.
Because this was a big tourist area for Swedish people.
Yeah, there was a lot.
This was all over TV,
mm,
afterwards. And it turns out that and Jonas is a member of what political party?
Which party is
He's a social democrat.
I believe so.
He was calling his prime minister.
Yeah.
And
at that time, it was Göran Persson.
And I have to say, I didn't always understand what he said, because it took a little while for me to write my little notes and to try to decipher, because I'm not fluent in Swedish.
Yep.
But I liked Göran.
Yeah.
But it seems like he and his government screwed up royally.
Yeah, they did.
They screwed up really royally. But I'm not gonna beat this one to death here on a radio program. It's better that you read it. I mean, the good thing is Sweden is having a new ambassador to the USA.
Yeah.
It's Jonas Hofström.
Jonas Hofström.
And we are very happy and proud to bring him there. And he has done good work. He has shown that he is a good Swede. And we are glad to bring him forth to the world into such a prestigious position.
Yeah, and whoever fills his place down in Bangkok, That's going to be a tough position to...
Well, I'm not sure that Swedish tourism in Bangkok has picked up too much.
No, not now. I don't think so.
This is all about Eunice. We're very happy for Eunice.
Yep.
Congrats. Good for the job.
Mm-hmm.
You earned it, buddy.
Yeah, he did.
Make us proud here in Sweden. Stand in Washington and do good things for us back here in Sweden. Okay, moving down.
Move down further.
Okay.
Further.
We're scrolling here on the computer screen.
Yeah.
Because our printer is out.
You have to go down further. And
oh, my God. You people have
go.
A lot to read about, Eunice.
Now, it is bombs over Sweden.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why are people using so many bombs?
Well, this was one of those depots that was owned by... cash handling company, those security guards, Securitas, and it was robbed. It happens a lot.
Armored car service, yep.
Yeah, it happens a lot with those armored car services and whatever that they get robbed.
People,
and,
did you hear that? The armored car services in Sweden get robbed a lot.
Yep.
People in the Western world believe there are no guns, there is no crime in Sweden. Wake up, people.
Well, they've been robbed by a gang that was using what they think might be a bomb. And they had broken their way into the depot. And when the police came there and whatever else, they found this suspected bomb outside the premises. And they've sealed off the area.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure if it really is a bomb.
Now, I'm really shocked because there's hardly ever any follow-up or real journalism in reports.
Nope.
You get this thing, there may be a bomb.
There has been a bomb threat at the train station.
And there's never a follow-up story. I mean, I remember when there were the actual terrorist attacks in Stockholm, where
yeah.
they had blown up the things in Stockholm last year.
Mm-hmm.
Never any follow-up.
No.
I mean, Swedish journalism just really isn't up to what it should be.
No, well, a lot of times in the news, it's also much more interesting to read about the last... Superstar.
What's the BB show you and your daughter like?
The BB show? Big Brother?
Big Boobies.
Yeah. Well, I don't really like it.
Yeah, but that seems to be more interesting to Swedish people.
Soap and celebrities and whatever else.
Soap and celebrities. All right. So, well, in keeping with tradition, we'll pass by this one.
Yeah. And then we had the
Swedish demands to the World Health Organization to curb alcohol production and distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find anything amusing with that?
Well, here in Sweden... One thing is that we have very high alcohol taxes, yeah, but people somehow manage to get very drunk when they drink.
Do you find it kind of comical that Sweden
wants other countries
to do something to curb world drunkenness?
Yeah. Yeah.
I find that very amusing.
I do.
I don't really understand it myself because, hey, when we the pizzeria, the local pizzeria is also a bar.
Yep. We go down there occasionally.
Well, on the weekends.
Yeah.
More frequently during the summer, but we were going down there like once or. Twice a month to the bar, and we drink with other people. And all the time, it's like there's always drunk people here and drunk people there. And we read the accident reports that there's drunk drivers. And the statistics, Sweden doesn't do very well on statistics in Scandinavian countries.
No, well...
There seems to be more drunks in Sweden than any other Scandinavian country.
Yeah, we might not be very many alcoholics in this country, but when Swedes drink to get drunk, and they get drunk.
So I guess it's binge drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to pressure Cuba on this, so...
Yeah, Cuba exports rum.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind a rum and coke.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to end the radio program early.
Yep.
You people are just going to have to wait until we post the articles.
Mm.
We're going to do the Pentecost.
Yeah.
Memorial Day.
That'll be in holidays.
And I know the Monkey Princess has a lot of typing to do.
Yeah, I got to work on my posts.
Yep, she's got a lot of drafts that have to be done.
You'll have to click around on our site.
Yep, because things get picked up and whatever else. We wish everyone throughout the world, and thank you for your emails. We love to hear from you.
Yep.
It's amazing to hear from the different people that send us things.
It is.
Yep. Okay, you can always send things to the Monkey Princess at SwinglishRantings.com.
Monkey Princess at SwinglishRantings.com.
Okay, have a very nice weekend.
Hey, doll.